Jesus said, there's no greater love that a man can have for his friends other than laying down his life for him. I mean, think if you had a friend for whom you would be willing to give your life so that his life can be saved. That'd be amazing. You know, if somebody's going to be run down by a truck on the road and you push him out of the way just in time and you're willing to be run over, wouldn't that be a tremendous amount of love that you have for that person? You wouldn't do that for a stranger. But you have to see, that's exactly what Jesus did for us. And Satan is always trying to blind our eyes to the tremendous love of God. When I was a young Christian, the picture the Lord gave me of my salvation was like this. I was just 20 years old. I didn't know much of the Bible. I knew Jesus died for me and rose again, and that he had come into my heart and saved me. But I said, how shall I love him and express my love for him? And Jesus often used parables. So I would think of some story or example to help me love the Lord more. And one of the pictures the Lord gave me then was of me crossing a road. In India, the roads are very busy and there are no proper rules, traffic rules very often. And here was a truck coming to run me down and I didn't see it. That's a picture of how we are living on this earth and we don't realize what a tremendous danger we are in of heading towards an eternal hell, much worse than being run down by a truck. And here somebody who loves me comes and pushes me out of the way of that truck just in time. And he gets run over. He doesn't die, but his legs are broken. And their legs have to be cut off and amputated. And he's lying in the hospital without his legs. And I go to see him. This is the picture the Lord gave me of how Jesus loved me. And I go to see this man with his legs broken. What will I tell him? Will I just say, thanks a lot, see you later? That is how many people thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord. See you later. I'll come once on Sunday and say hi to you and thank you very much for the rest of my week. I'm just going to live for myself. That is the selfish way most Christians live. And I'm not going to try to tell you to change that. I only pray that you will see how much God loves you. And this is sometimes word pictures are helpful. And I saw this picture here I'm going to the hospital to see this man with the broken legs, which he lost because of me. What will I tell him? I will spend as much time as possible with him, first of all, to encourage him. And I'll say, listen, now you're handicapped throughout your life because of me. I want to give you a promise that if ever you are in any need for some work to be done, give me a call and wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, I'll drop it and come and do what you want me to do. You think that would be an unreasonable thing I said to him, an unreasonable expression of gratitude? I would have been dead. But he lost his legs to save my life. I think you would say the same thing to him. You'd be a very ungrateful person if you just occasionally visited him and said hi and bye when you're alive because that chap saved your life. And he's handicapped for a lifetime to save you. You ask yourself, use that picture in your mind. But that was one of the pictures the Lord gave me. And I felt that my attitude to the Lord will be like that. I would do anything, anytime, because of what he did for me. And if there's one person sitting here who does not feel like that towards the Lord, I will do anything, anytime, I'll drop whatever I'm doing and respond to your call to do something for you. If you don't feel like that, I feel you have not really seen the love of Christ for you in giving His life to save you from your sin. That's how I felt. And that's what made me surrender my life to Christ as soon as I was baptized. I was baptized about a year and a half after I was born again. But as soon as I was baptized, when my body went under the water and came out, I said, Lord, my past life is buried and I'm not going to live for that old life anymore. Many of you have gone through baptism. Did it make any difference in your life? Oh, you just went through a ritual and say, yes, I'm baptized. So you can testify now I'm baptized. It meant a lot more than that to me. I understood baptism means my old life where I seek my own and do my will is buried. And the Lord has raised me up to a new life. And I want to say to you, my dear brothers and sisters, you're missing a lot if you don't seek to live that way. And I guarantee when you meet Jesus one day, you will regret that you did not live for Him 100% on this earth. And I believe, you may not agree with me, that regret will be with you for all eternity. For all eternity, you will regret that in the one life God gave you on earth, you did not live 100% for Him. You ignored the fact that He gave His life for you and saved you from an eternal damnation, and that your response to Him was just going to church on some Sundays, and if something else cropped up, you would cancel even that. Can you imagine how you live in eternity with Jesus and you think that this is the way you responded to Him on earth? You're afraid what your relatives would say. You're afraid what your friends would say, and so you kept quiet about Jesus. Imagine being ashamed of Jesus before your friends and relatives after all that He did for you, and He was not ashamed. I often used to think of that, you know, when I was a young Christian, one of the first things I started doing was preaching on the streets, way back in the naval base in India, outside the naval base. And, you know, people would make fun of me when I stand in the street preaching the gospel. I was only 23 years old. And the thing that came to me was Jesus was not ashamed to hang in an underwear on the cross for me. Always that picture would be in my mind. Jesus was not ashamed to hang in an underwear for me on the cross. Why should I be ashamed to proclaim His name in this street here? Just because some people make fun of me, let them make fun of me. In the naval base, they made fun of me whenever I worked because of my stand for Christ. I said, let the whole world make fun of me. It doesn't make a difference. So if you meditate on the tremendous love that Jesus had for you, I believe that it'll be easy for you to live the Christian life. Otherwise, any little thing you do, you'll say, oh, I've done something for the Lord. What have you done for the Lord? A drop in the ocean compared to what He did for you. Let none of us think that we've ever done anything for the Lord. I don't feel that I've really done anything for the Lord. I feel I've done so little when I think of the vastness of what Christ did for me. Even if I lived 1,000 years on earth and served Him wholeheartedly, it would not be sufficient to repay Him for what He did for me. I hope you feel like that. If you don't feel like that, my dear brother, sister, I'm not trying to condemn you. I pray that God will open your eyes to see how much Jesus did for you. And what shall our response be? You know how there are children who are so ungrateful for all that their father and mother did for them. Many children are on this earth are so ungrateful when they grow up and completely forget what their parents did for them. All the sacrifices the parents made to feed them, clothe them, educate them, and establish them in some good job and get them married and establish them. Many, many, I hope there are nobody like that here, but there are many children like that who when they grow up they forget. And I think of Christians like that who forget what Jesus did for them. I believe that Our life should be a lifetime of expressing our gratitude to Christ.